It's Saturday, the first day of the season for the market in Petersburg. On First Street, there's a line of people waiting to get into the A&B A&S Hall just before opening. The doors open and the line continues inside, snaking around the hall to the Farragut Farm table and fresh produce. It's a big draw for shoppers. The summer schedule is even based around when the tides allow the farm to make the trip to Petersburg. But it's not the only table in the building. Around the hall, vendors of all ages are set up at tables selling their creations. Alice Nidefer is selling cookies, oatmeal raisin, chocolate chip, sugar, and chocolate thumbprint to raise money for a law program at Stanford. Kelly Wood has t-shirts, prints, and greeting cards of her art. And 13-year-old Maya Cowan sits behind a table filled with a variety of homemade items. She says she made everything by herself.
I have bath salts, earrings, cards, garden decorations, and cake.
A table over, her 9-year-old brother Blaze sits surrounded by plants and some big logs. They're mushroom logs, he says.
You just put them in a shady spot where it's wet, and they just grow shiitake mushrooms out of them.
Cowan explained how they're made.
You put little spores in it, like little spores you hammer into the wood with... And then it inoculates the log.
And that's not all he's selling. Those little plants all over his table are plant starts.
I have nasturtiums and sunflowers, kale, and lettuce.
Across the way, Beth Richards is also selling starts. Her table is covered in all kinds of plants. She says they're left over from planting in her own garden, and she's not actually sure what they all are.
But I had all these leftovers. So rather than get rid of them, you know, in the garbage can or whatever, I thought I'd bring them up here and sell them today.
So then people can use these to start their own plants in their own gardens?
That's right. And I have some mystery plants here because when I went and planted my cabbage and my broccoli and my cauliflower, they were in their own separate little trays when I went into the garden. And after I planted as many as I could in my garden, I turned around and realized that I hadn't put them back in their same little trays. And I can't tell the difference. So now I have these mystery plants.
On the other side of the hall, Jody Banks has a display of salmon leather earrings.
I make them out of tanned salmon leather or salmon skins. And they're bark or tea tanned.
And do you catch the salmon for them?
Yeah, I do. They're king salmon and cohos, mostly.
Tammy Wales sits behind a table covered in custom art. She has coffee art for sale, and that's just what it sounds like, designs painted with coffee.
And these are painted with regular paint?
The colored art is actually painted with 100% tattoo ink, so it's kind of an alternative art resembling a watercolor.
The hall was busy with people coming and going throughout my visit. According to the market manager, Chelsea Tremblay, there were 16 vendors and around 360 people turned up over the course of the three-hour day. She says she's looking forward to the energy that comes along with the season.
You have all these lovely people eating delicious food, enjoying each other's company, and appreciating the creativity and hard work of all the different facets of this town, because visitors come through and are just completely electrified by what they see and how much diversity there is and what people can create here and all the hours that people can put into products that really they do the whole year, but then really summer is when it kind of comes to life. And so I think that feeling, that is a really special type of energy that you really only see at the market.
She says if you didn't make it out to this first market, it's not too late.
Anytime people can hop on in, and just because you do one does not mean that you're committed to all. So if you do one and it's a lot of work, then you know what? Take a break. Hopefully we'll see you again. It's always up to what people are willing to do. We want people to come back and enjoy this market every year and every time that they can. And so don't overextend yourself, but also, you know, see what you can do. It's pretty cool.
This was just the first, but there'll be five more this summer, two each month, and who knows what you might find there next. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.